Nearly every summer, at least one cruise ship makes an inaugural port call in Ketchikan, which means some of us get to go on board, drink a mimosa, eat a pastry, meet the captain, and take a tour. The visit starts with a strict security check. They take our IDs and keep them while we're on the ship, and take a picture of each of us so they know exactly what we look like in case we fail to get off. Then we walk through scanners similar to those at airports, a frustrating experience for someone carrying a load of recording equipment. Once on, though, it's much more relaxing with kind greetings from all the crew members, including the captain, Tony Harriet.
Captain Harriet, good to see you. There we go.
Hi.
A brief ceremony takes place in the wheelhouse lounge, practically empty at 10 a.m., especially with most of the passengers on shore taking advantage of a nice day. Well, nice for Southeast Alaska, which means not raining. City Mayor Lou Williams III is on hand for the traditional plaque exchange.
Well, in honor of you guys showing up this year, we do have something for you.
Ooh, fantastic.
From the City of Ketchikan, from the Visitors Bureau, and from everybody in Ketchikan, because tourism is a big economic thing here.
Drinks and pastries follow, and some interesting factoids are revealed. For example, did you know that every cruise ship has a godmother? The godmother of the Grand Princess is, well, they didn't know off the top of their heads, so they sent someone to go look. He reported back quickly.
Olivia de Havilland.
There you go, Olivia de Havilland.
And she is
a very famous actress.
Andreas Pitch, the hotel manager, adds another tidbit of cruise trivia.
You know who is the godmother of the largest ship in the world? The largest ship in the world is the Allure of the Seas from Royal Caribbean, and the godmother is Princess Fiona from Shrek.
It's funny.
Assistant Cruise Director Kelly Miller then herds the visitors out for a tour of the ship.
I think we're ready to go. Follow me and I'll get you started.
Miller takes us to the Vista Lounge, where they offer live shows and screen movies.
We have a movie theater outside, but obviously, like in Alaska, we're not allowed to make noise outside. According to Alaskan regulation, we can't make any noise on the outside decks. So we can't show movies on our big movie screen unless they're silent content. So we show a lot of like Charlie Chaplin black and white films sometimes. So that means we have to show our movies inside when we're here in Alaska.
Then on to the 1-5 Club, which is a cleverly named bar on deck 15. Get it? 1-5? 15? Anyway, it leads directly outside to a pool area. Down a short flight of stairs is a wedding chapel where the captain will officiate, and then there's food.
I'm going to take you downstairs now to the most popular place on the ship, the buffet.
The buffet led straight through to the conservatory, which is a warm, covered pool area. There's also a 700-foot theater, a gym where passengers can burn off some of their buffet calories, more restaurants to add the calories back again, and a full-service spa.
It's amazing what they do on ships now that they didn't used to. I mean, we have acupuncturists, we have Botox. They'll do a little bit of anything on board these days. But then, of course, the popular hot stone massages, things like that as well.
While some of the crew is able to use the gym, most are not. But there is a crew recreation area in another part of the ship, which sounds like a fun place, at least some of the time.
Last night was Filipino Independence Day. So it was huge. It was just insanity in the recreation area. There were people everywhere. They were singing national anthem. There was karaoke. It was just crazy. But I'm looking forward to 2 months from now when they have Indian and Indonesian Independence Days, because then we always have food. It was like a massive buffet of ethnic foods. Like, they make it themselves. It's amazing. Love it.
It takes about 1,000 people to run the ship, and Miller, who's from British Columbia, says she loves learning about other cultures through her coworkers.
Many different nationalities. The executive chef is from Mauritius, which I didn't even know where it was until I met him. And I was like, where's Mauritius? And he says, islands off the coast of Africa. So you get people from all over the world here on board, which is my favorite part of working on a cruise ship, actually. I used to be the travel, now it's the people.
The Grand Princess was inaugurated almost exactly 15 years ago. It has a capacity of 2,600 passengers. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.